Throwback Thursdays, among the other things, going on at the Orpheum Theater very, very soon. Well, there was one last night, as a matter of fact. Good morning. It is 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Tom Arida, Tyler Gumb, Nick Isher. Heading into the weekend, it is Friday. And joining us to talk more about some things happening at the Orpheum is their executive director, Kevin Maynard. Good morning, Kevin. How are you today?
Doing well. Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. Got to ask you, did you happen to hear it, and did you hear Laurel or Yanni?
I finally broke down and listened to it yesterday, and I thought, I listened to it, and like, without a doubt, I heard Laurel. Okay. And I went, this is ridiculous.
What
and
did we you played it. On?
I listened on my computer.
Okay.
And, but the crazy part was, I'm sitting in the office, and I was like, and Tim was there, and I was like, this is ridiculous. And so he listened to it, and he's like, he goes, yeah, it clearly says Yanni. I was like, no.
See, so that was a device that had it like just right, that the processing was so that it depends on your own ears.
Yeah, it? Yeah, and yeah. That's what yeah. It went down this rabbit hole of like, okay, why did you hear this? Right. I heard this, and right. But interesting.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah, it's a whole weird thing. Yeah, and why? I, you know, our what is the world coming to that's been such a big deal, but. It was kind of fun. All right, so we got more fun things going on. Orpheum Theater, always busy, always a lot of stuff going on, lots of things coming up. So last night, kind of the kickoff to Throwback Thursdays. I mean, actually gets underway coming up a little bit later in June, but you had a movie last night. Hope you had a good crowd for Who Framed Roger Rabbit.
Yeah, we had a pretty good turnout. Yeah. I mean, this one's always a little light, only because school's still going on.
Right.
And the only reason we end up doing it in May is because this is the only time we can put it in because we get pretty busy up until we actually start the series.
So. Yeah, so Throwback Thursdays, and it's kind of interesting. You're doing a little bit different this year in that you've always kind of announced, like one announcement, say, here's what all the movies are. A little bit different this year, and this is kind of, it's very intriguing, and you said so far you've gotten some positive response. So
yeah.
First Throwback Thursday technically coming up on June 21st, and kind of tell us, and by the way, Kevin is not telling us what the movies are because that's the point of this whole thing. So
yeah.
Let's talk about June 21st.
So yeah, June 21st, I guess I'll back up a little bit.
Okay,
our theme
sure.
This year is the People's Choice.
Okay.
And so the People's Choice is that, you know, every week we're going to tell you what the next week's movies okay. are. And then during that day, you get to vote for what movie you want to see. So
oh, okay.
Yesterday we released, We essentially released the genres of the movies movies that we're going to do throughout Throwback Thursdays. So at yesterday's, which was a little bit different because it's the first one, we opened up the first week, which is the F&M Bank sponsor picks. F&M Bank is sponsoring Throwback Thursdays this year. Their staff put together really a collection of good family favorites, so some Disney films. So now you can go to slido.com, put in the passcode Orpheum,
okay,
and then vote for what movie you want to see. So right now we're voting on Cinderella, Beauty and the Beast, Lion King, and Mulan. And I will tell you that the cool thing is that we've figured out how to put it up on the screen throughout the pre-show slides so that you literally will watch people vote and you'll watch the percentage change and shift.
Really?
So yesterday we basically watched Mulan and Beauty and the Beast struggle for first place. Right now we've had about 70 people that have voted, and Mulan is currently in the lead. So if on June 21st, if you don't want to see Mulan, get onto slido.com. It's slido.com. And the passcode or the code is Orpheum, and you can vote. That is also available on our website, or not on our website, on our Facebook page. In basically every event, we've posted this to try to, you know, let people know that this is how you vote.
Okay.
So this one will actually stay open for about a week or two. Until we decide what the June 21st movie is.
Okay.
Moving forward. So on June 21st, we're gonna talk about the June 28th movies. So on June 21st, while you're watching those movies, from noon to about 6:55, voting will be open for the cult classic selection, and you'll be voting during that time period to see what movie you'll be seeing next week.
So it's more of a limited time voting.
Yeah.
The next one comes
Once the next one comes up, it'll basically be for, you know, about noon or so on Thursday till about 7.
Okay.
So if you're at the movies, I mean, really, you can vote from anywhere, but if you're at the, we're encouraging people to come into the movies and watch the percentage go up. And then at the 7 o'clock movie, we're going to play you the trailer for the movie that's coming the next week.
Okay.
That's how we'll announce it. But it'll be a lot of fun. So right now, we can. You want to go over the genres, the titles?
Well, I was just kind of, because I pulled up Slido and I made my vote, and mine's in third right now. Mulan currently reigning supreme at 43%. What, 28% for Beauty and the Beast? Lion King at 24%. Cinderella just 6%.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised.
Yeah, I'm actually surprised. I thought it was going to be a fight between Mulan and Lion King. That's what I thought.
See, for me, just because of the live action Beauty and the Beast, I thought maybe that was top of mind. I thought maybe Beauty and the Beast and Lion King, or Beauty and the Beast and Cinderella. But the Mulan really surprised me.
Yeah.
Eddie Murphy made an impression on people.
That's right.
All right. So that's June 21st. It'll be one of those movies. Again, Slido.com. Really easy. I even did it with one hand here while I was talking to Kevin. Mm-hmm. Type in Orpheum there, and you can make your vote. Okay. So then June 28th, will the genre will be a cult classic.
Cult classics.
Okay. So,
I mean, those are basically just movies that have, just kind of have a cult following.
Mm-hmm.
Similar to, maybe not on the same level, but similar like Rocky Horror would be a good cult classic. I'll tell you right now, it's not on the list.
Okay. So, which that's been done.
Yes, exactly.
Many times,
and that's the other thing. These are all movies that have never been on the series before.
Okay.
And the kind of the cool part is these are all movies that were recommendations that we got through Facebook, through email, in person. So all these movies had been referenced to us that, you know, people wanted to see on the screen.
Okay.
Except for, the F&M Bank sponsor picks, they picked those, and then we picked the Orpheum staff picks.
Okay.
A lot of those did come up on Facebook, but those weren't chosen necessarily from that list.
Right. Okay. So that's June 28th. Then July 5th. And again, you'll be able to vote for those. Start on June 21st is when you'll be able to vote for the June 28th picture.
Correct.
All right. So then June 28th, you'll vote for July 5th. And that genre is, they had a lot of them, 80s action adventure.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Some classic 80s action adventure. Yeah. No, that one we're all pretty excited about, because the four that one is a really hard one to narrow down.
Mm-hmm.
But the four that we've got narrowed down in that category, we're excited about. Yeah. It'll be fun no matter what.
Well, the thing is, if you don't happen to attend one of the movies, you still got to remember to vote, because you'll be reminded when you're going to before the movie, like the June 21st, you'll be reminded to vote for the June 28th. But you'll need to remember during that time the next week, because that's what's going to be interesting about this, because the crowd watching that June 21st movie might not be the crowd that would come watch that cult classic, and so on and so on and so on. So that'll be kind of interesting how that voting goes.
Exactly. And again, we've had a couple people commented online that we've got it set up so you can watch the percentage change on the screen. And, you know, people enjoyed that. I mean, my staff and our volunteers, like, we all enjoyed watching it happen. So.
Yeah, that's really cool. All right. So that's July 5th. And then July 5th, you'll be able to vote for the July 12th movie. We're going back a little bit, the golden age.
Yeah, the golden age of Hollywood. So these are films that, you know, are true classics, are movies that came out prior to 1950.
Mm-hmm.
That one is a category that we're really excited about, because it'll be a lot of the movies that they made in that golden age are just beautiful and just really great stuff. So
and great to see back on the big screen again too.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so July 12th, golden age, and that night you'll be able to vote for the July 19th category, sequels that don't suck. So that kind of narrows it down a little bit because there are a lot of sequels and not all of them are good.
Exactly. So we took a collection of we found some sequels in the request that, you know, had a good following that people thought were at least as good and sometimes better than the original. So
for instance, you maybe have Rocky 3 in there, but probably not Jaws 3. Something like that. You just never know.
That's right.
Maybe, whatever, Back to the Future 12, or I don't remember how many. Okay, so then the 19th, sequels that don't suck, you'll be able to vote for what's coming up, the 26th. Not Your Mama's Drama. Explain that.
Yeah, category. So we chose that category. These are kind of gritty dramas. You know, get a little, I don't want to say violent, but, you know, a little more edgy, a little more probably something you won't want to bring your kids to.
Okay.
It's a little more gritty, a little more edgy. But that is one week that I'm really looking forward to, because the movies that are on that selection are quite good.
I'm thinking on each one of those, no matter which one gets voted in, the choices you're giving are all really good movies that people are going to want to see.
And that was the other thing, I mean, because these are ones that came up over and over again, And, I sometimes joke around that it's kind of like passing the buck, like, because if you don't like the movie that's coming, like, you guys voted for
right,
it.
Yeah. So exactly.
I go, you know, this isn't my fault.
Kevin Maynard is the executive director of the Orpheum Theater. We're talking about the Throwback Thursdays and a new format this year. So the July 26th, Not Your Mama's Dramas, that night you'll be able to vote for the August 2nd. This will be fun musicals to sing along with.
Yep. So classic musicals that most people probably know the words to. And honestly, on August 2nd, we would encourage singing. I mean, that would just be have people come in and sing along with the movie.
So in that respect, it would be like Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's right, yeah.
Without throwing rice or whatever.
That's right, you know, just no right, no toast.
Exactly, exactly. So then August 9th, that leads to the Orpheum staff pick. So on the 2nd, people will be voting for the picks you guys made. So it could be all kind of different genres.
So this one's kind of a grab bag. Okay. And it was literally, it's each, so myself, Aaron, Ross, and Tim, we each picked a movie to put on that. Mm-hmm. So I imagine the week leading up to it, there'll be a little bit of campaigning on our end.
And you guys will be voting.
That's right. The nice thing about Slido is that you could vote on your computer and on your phone, but it links it. Yeah.
Device. Yeah. Okay. So. Okay. Got it. All right. Well, I'm trying to think how many computers I can.
That's
do
right. You're like, well, I could stack the vote here.
There's one in every studio here. So August 9th, the Orpheum staff picks, and that night you'll vote for the final week, August 16th. Again, this will be fun. Family favorites.
So, so kind of similar to starting out with what F&M Bank chose. Theirs are all Disney's. Ours, I'm not sure if any are actual classic Disney films. Mm-hmm. But, just family favorites that, you can bring the entire family to. A nice way to, because the school either is just started or about to start.
Yeah, right about that.
So,
time, yeah.
Little way to cap off the summer and, then back to the grind for the kids. Yeah. So.
Well, and the fun thing about this, what you have to remember, no matter what the movie is, it's free. It's
correct.
Twice a day, 2 o'clock showing, then a 2 o'clock matinee, then a 7 o'clock showing each of those Thursdays, and absolutely free. And of course, the concession stands will be open.
Yeah. So one of the things that we get a lot of is people always ask, like, how can you do free movies throughout the summer? So I will tell you in three ways. One is obviously our sponsor, F&M Bank, this year. The other options are, individual donations and buying something from the concession stand. Those three ways are literally, that's what funds Throwback Thursdays. That's what keeps it free and open to the public every year. And it's just a fun time.
Yeah,
like, it's
absolutely
nice to just, go and watch a free movie for, another nice little benefit. It's air conditioned. So.
There's that new carpeting and everything.
That's right.
Well, and the other thing is, as we've talked about in the past, that if you haven't seen a movie there since the days it was a movie theater, or even maybe some in years past with the way the sound system was, which sounded okay, but the new digital sound system,
it's
a whole new experience now.
Yeah, I mean, it's the new sound system is it's flawless no matter where you sit.
Yeah.
So it's great.
Kevin Maynard, he is executive director of Orpheum Theater. Throwback Thursdays again. Of course, you had the one last night, Who Framed Roger Rabbit, but technically you get started on June 21st. Again, Slido.com. The password is Orpheum. That's where you can vote for your favorite. But you got another freebie coming up tomorrow for the family. Is it tomorrow?
Yes, it is.
It is tomorrow. Yeah.
It is. Sorry. I forget about this one only because my brother's getting married, so I'm out of town tomorrow.
So you're going to miss Meet the Robinsons.
Yeah, so tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Meet the Robinsons. It is sponsored by Blue Ribbon Task Force. So it's a nice family-friendly movie right in the afternoon. Bring the family, bring the kids, really come out and support the Blue Ribbon Task Force because they're doing some great things. So.
And this is, again, a Disney animated movie, Meet the Robinsons. And, there's never not something going on, it seems like. Of course, next weekend, Coral Dynamics has their classic Rewind show. They're going to be doing 70s music. That'll be, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday?
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And I'll give you a little spoiler.
Sure.
Yours truly is in year's show.
Oh,
so
good deal.
I won't give more than that away, but I am in that.
Well, so. I'm hoping to get somebody on next week to talk more about it because I've seen Jordan Knight putting posts out there that he's he gave up the boy band and he's coming with the with the Coral Dynamics.
Well, that and you should the producers Wes, Mary, and Pam. They put together some pretty great stuff.
Good.
The set wise and the display in the lobby, Pretty great. So they'd probably be some good people to talk to. So,
so Coral Dynamics, another movie, the Monarch Butterfly Story and the Bee Movie.
Yep. So the Monarch Butterfly is for the Monarch Migration Festival, okay. And just kind of talking about the Monarch story is about 30 minutes long. Mm-hmm. Just a nice little brief kind of documentary telling you about the life of the Monarch, and then Bee Movie, which is, you know, animated and fun and again, free.
Yeah. So, and a lot of things in between, of course, of the Fair Queen Pageant, Alice in Wonderland with the Dancer Studio Monmouth, mm-hmm. and the next big show coming up, John Conley, Classic Country, coming on July 17th.
July 17th, John Conley, yeah.
Yeah, so, just always great stuff going on at the Orphery. But again, get out and support them. These movies, it's free. Yeah, buy, you know, if you go to a movie, you need popcorn and a soda, right?
That's right.
That's what helps keep these movies going.
You know, and a plug for our adults in the audience. Yeah. We do have wine and beer, so
there you go. Got that. As
you
well.
Know, a nice little way to relax at the end of a long day.
Absolutely. Again, the Orpheum Theater. Kevin Maynard, the executive director. A lot of fun things going on, Kevin. I know we talked. You're finally going to get a little time off at some point here, which is a good thing.
Yes, but they,
not that there's not still things going on, but you'll be back hard at it. And again, as we you know, just so you know, in case you didn't, it's available for private rentals, for meetings, weddings, receptions, parties, whatever.
That's right. I mean, kind of the sky's the limit. Use your imagination, and we'll get you all squared away. It's a great venue and lots of fun.
Yeah, and I love the commercials, kind of the way you talk about having that, you know, golden anniversary or birthday party in the old beautiful building. Yeah, it's really, really cool stuff. All right, well, Kevin, as always, appreciate your time. And, again, Throwback Thursdays. This is going to be fun. Get on, again, slido.com. The password is Orpheum, and that's where you can get on and vote for the F&M Bank sponsor pick for the June 21st movie. And sounds like it's going to be a really fun year.
I think so. It's a little bit different. And, you know, this way we only had to narrow it down to, you know, 36 titles instead of 9. So,
yeah. Yep, there you go. All right, Kevin, thanks so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.